welcome to another podcast as part of the Social Media Driving Licence. I'm Ange Fitzpatrick.
And I'm Georgina Cronin.
And we've got a great guest today. We've got Gopal Rao, who's an MBA student and a Twitter celebrity. He tweets it at Gopalization.
He does indeed. Hello, Gopal.
Hello there. How are you?
Good, good. So, first question, how does social media fit into your life?
I think that I've been told off enough times by enough people for tweeting at inappropriate times about inappropriate things. So I think Twitter is definitely one thing that, mm-hmm. fits into my life in a strange and difficult way for those around me. A lot of people, my friends, are on Facebook, and they're always putting photos up of whatever they're doing. That's not what I do very much. Mm-hmm. I think that I've always considered that to be great, but anything that I'm actually doing that's interesting, my friends know about because I'm in touch with them either face-to-face or sure. by text and email and WhatsApp, okay. rather than by Facebook, which is very much putting stuff out there in that manner. Mm-hmm. With Twitter, I think that it's a fascinating mix of absolute mundanity of what you had for lunch through to really exciting, really absolutely fascinating things going on in the world, whether it's business or social or economic or political or whatever. You can be part of the conversation on the other side of the world about very, very good things, very, very bad things. And I like being part of the conversation. I like seeing what's going on.
Yeah.
Cool. So who's your audience on Twitter?
I really don't know. I've got about 100 and something followers. I don't really know all of them. I know most of them. My dad is a big one. He loves retweeting me. It's always lovely to get a retweet from your dad. Beyond that, I really don't know. I got more recently when I got... When I retweeted to the Foreign Office about something they were doing, William Hague, the Foreign Secretary, was running a competition about what UK's foreign policy should be.
Okay.
And on the back of that, and the media that went with that, there were more people, I suppose, listening.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a background in education, in teaching, so I do tweet a bit about that, and there's lots of ed tech stuff going on in the UK and abroad, so that's another thing that I get involved with from time to time as well.
Yeah. If you weren't on Twitter and you weren't using that as often as you do you feel you'd be missing out on anything, or would you be able to survive without Twitter in your life?
I have been surviving without Twitter for 2 weeks. A brand new baby means I haven't got time for Twitter or Facebook or anything like that.
Yeah, they do that a bit.
But I think I would be missing out. I think there's stuff I found out about, whether it's news stories or interesting views on news stories, I only found out through Twitter. For example, I think following people you disagree with is always good.
Yes.
So I used to follow Daily Mail and Mail Online. That was brilliant. I was told to stop following them and delete the app by my wife because I'd be very angry for no good reason, as far as she was concerned. It was just reading it.
Never read the comments.
Well, exactly. You get to Nazis and pretty quickly.
Yes.
But on the other hand, following people who are not only intelligent but write beautifully and know people who write beautifully is something I do and do well. Mehdi Hassan is a classic example of that. Now I think HuffPo, political editor, and he writes brilliantly, and he knows people who write brilliantly and links to them all the time. So when I've got time and I've got decent 3G access, I read what they've got.
Yeah, that's really good.
It's a great way to find out new information and to crowdsource an opinion. And recently it's been used as well for activism.
Absolutely,
the Bring Home Our Girls campaign, which is sort of seen Michelle Obama speak.
Yes, although exactly on that, it seems like a great idea. Mm-hmm. And it struck me immediately that who we talk to, who's this we were talking to? It's a terrible thing that's happened, obviously, but who is going to fix it? And the answer is, of course, Nigerian government.
Yeah.
I'm pretty certain they're doing better things than playing on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And so Michelle Obama doing it was great, but exactly on that, Mehdi Hassan linked to a guy, I forget the guy's name, a Nigerian journalist, an award-winning Nigerian journalist, who talked about the fact that that the African continent is being surveyed all the time by US, what he describes as imperialist, militaristic views. And the Bring Home My Girls campaign is a classic where social media actually steps maybe too far and has breached a boundary that it perhaps not ought not to have. And Nigeria is a sovereign country, a sovereign state, should be doing its own stuff without... Yeah. Foreign powers looking into it. And that is a kind of argument I would never have heard from anyone I talk to day to day.
Yeah.
I don't have many Nigerian journalist friends, where suddenly I'm reading what he's writing and being moved by it.
But because of Twitter, you can connect to a whole range of experts. As you said, there's no other way to find out what these people are thinking unless you're you've got input in that area, or
exactly
you've
that.
Got friends in that geographical locale. Yeah.
And the bizarre thing is that that can be on really emotive, important, fascinating things like that. But equally, if you watch EastEnders, watch it with hashtag EastEnders on Twitter search. And it's amazing what people talk about.
Yeah, definitely.
There's one time where someone says they're having, I think, 3 months' rent for £400 or something, and in East London, and Twitter went wild, and that was very funny. And someone will mention that so-and-so wore that dress 3 weeks ago, and it's fascinating stuff what people notice.
Yeah. Augmented television. Like
exactly.
But, Eurovision was a classic example this week. And BBC Question Time.
Yes, BBC QT is good.
If your wife finds that the Daily Mail puts up your blood pressure.
Hashtag BBC QT. Why would you? Why would you ever go on there?
Of course, it's not just confined to television. I know there's lots of people I follow who tweet a lot during the Archers on the radio. So.
I've never done that.
And it's just so out of context. You have no idea who any of these people are and what they're talking about, because I don't listen to it at all.
Yes.
It's just bizarre. But yeah, it's very insightful.
That's a great note to finish on.
Yes.
That you can improve your Archers experience by tweeting at the same time. Gopal, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Been some great information about how you use Twitter and some of the more unusual ways it can contribute to our lives.
Definitely. Thank you.
Thank you.